Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning. I'm Sarabjeet Kaur. The headlines. Election Commission issues directions to implement Supreme Court's order on special intensive revision of electoral rolls in West Bengal. US President Donald Trump says he will not use force to acquire Greenland, also announces cancellation of his planned tariff on US allies in Europe. European Parliament decides to suspend work on European Union's trade deal with United States after Trump's Greenland demands. International Cricket Council rejects Bangladesh Cricket Board's request Bangladesh matches to be played in India as scheduled. And in men's cricket, India beat New Zealand by 48 runs in first T20 of five-match series in Nagpur. And now the news in detail. The Election Commission has issued directions to implement the Supreme Court's order on the Special Intensive Revision, SIR, of electoral rolls in West Bengal. It mandates public display of names under logical discrepancies and unmapped categories and provides affected voters opportunities to submit documents and be heard within a specified timeline. A report.
The Election Commission has directed West Bengal authorities to strictly implement the Supreme Court's this month's order related to the ongoing Special Intensive Revision, SIR 2026. It has instructed the state administration and police to ensure adequate manpower, smooth conduct of hearings and maintenance of law and order with strict action for any non-compliance. The ECI has directed DGP of West Bengal, Police Commissioner of Kolkata, all district collectors, all other police commissioners and SPs to ensure strict law and order during SIR. Chief Election Commissioner Ganesh Kumar has assured the people of West Bengal that no one will be allowed to take law in their hands and strict action will be taken in all such cases. With Anupam Mishra, Priya Mondal, Akashwani News, Delhi.
India has asserted that it is building the foundation for global artificial intelligence services. Addressing a session at World Economic Forum in Davos, Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwani Vaishnaw said the country is working on all five layers of the AI architecture, application, model, chip, infra and energy.
There are five layers in the AI architecture. The application layer, the model layer, the chip layer, the infra layer, and the energy layer. We are working on all the five layers. On the application layer, we will probably be the biggest supplier of services to the world, understand the working of that enterprise, and provide that service using AI applications. That's going to be the biggest factor of success or successful deployment of AI, because that's where ROI comes from.
US President Donald Trump has said that he will not use force to take control of Greenland, but reiterated his demand that Washington be given ownership of the Arctic island. Addressing World Economic Forum in Davos, US President said he is seeking immediate negotiations to discuss the acquisition of Greenland. Greenland is a semi-autonomous territory of Denmark, a US ally. The US and Denmark are among 32 North American and European countries which form the military alliance NATO. Trump has repeatedly raised the idea of acquiring Greenland from Denmark. US President Donald Trump has announced that he is cancelling his planned tariff on US allies in Europe over US control of Greenland after he and the leader of NATO agreed to a framework of a future deal on Arctic security. The abrupt about-face emerged hours after Trump had insisted that he wants to get Greenland, including right, title and ownership, but said he would not use force to do so while deriding European allies and vowing that NATO should not try to block US expansionism. In an extraordinary speech at the World Economic Forum, the president said he is asking for territory that was cold and poorly located.
I have tremendous respect for both the people of Greenland and the people of Denmark. But every NATO ally has an obligation to be able to defend their own territory. And the fact is, no nation or group of nations is in any position to be able to secure Greenland other than the United States. We're a great power, much greater than people even understand. I think they found that out 2 weeks ago in Venezuela.
The European Parliament has decided to suspend work on the European Union's trade deal with the United States in protest at US President Donald Trump's demands to acquire Greenland and threats of tariffs on European allies who oppose his plan. the EU Assembly has been debating legislative proposals to remove many EU import duties on US goods, a key part of the agreement struck in Turnberry, Scotland at the end of July, as well as to continue zero duties for US lobsters initially agreed with Trump in 2020. Niti Aayog has released the reports outlining decarbonization roadmaps for the cement, aluminium and MSME sectors in New Delhi. During the event, Vice Chairman of Niti Aayog, Suman Berry, highlighted the critical role of the MSME sector and sustained economic growth in India's development journey. He underlined the importance of strengthening the MSME sector, which remains a key driver of employment, innovation and inclusive growth.
But let me, particularly focus on two dimensions, the MSME dimension and the growth dimension. So India has been growing at about 6.5% a year, slightly faster per capita because our population growth rate has been going down for a surprisingly long time, since 2000. And that's an impressive performance.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to the Morning News. Prime Minister's flagship platform for proactive governance and timely implementation, Pragati, has marked a significant milestone with the successful conduct of its 50th meeting. Since its launch by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in 2015, Pragati has transformed governance by enabling real-time monitoring and resolution of key infrastructure projects and public grievances through direct prime ministerial review. Over a decade, Pragati has helped accelerate decision-making, resolution of issues causing delay in key infrastructure projects, and instilled a strong culture of accountability. Today, in this special series, we take a look at the Hyderabad Metro Rail project.
Hyderabad, the capital of Telangana, has emerged over the last two decades as one of India's most dynamic metropolitan economies, driven by rapid growth in information technology, pharmaceuticals, manufacturing and services. The Hyderabad Metro Rail project was conceived as a high-capacity mass rapid transit system to provide a reliable, efficient and sustainable urban mobility backbone for Hyderabad. Phase 1 of the Hyderabad Metro consists of three high-density corridors spanning 69.2 kilometers. The project was reviewed at the highest level under the Pragati mechanism, chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi on 30th December 2015. Prime Minister issued a set of decisive directions to ensure that institutional and financial bottlenecks did not hinder commissioning. Given the project's PPP structure, the Government of Telangana, the Department of Economic Affairs, and the Ministry of Urban Development were directed to closely coordinate to ensure smooth and timely commissioning of the metro. This led to coordinated efforts across multiple agencies to guarantee that the project of this magnitude was implemented through focused efforts. These Pragati-driven interventions brought clarity and momentum at a crucial stage of the project. These ensured that financial support, regulatory decisions, and intergovernmental coordination moved in parallel with construction activity, preventing delays that could have affected commissioning. As a result, the Hyderabad Metro was able to progress in a coordinated manner across three corridors, with successive sections becoming operational and rapidly attracting ridership. With Suparna Saikia, Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
US President Donald Trump has praised Prime Minister Narendra Modi at the World Economic Forum in Davos. Calling Mr. Modi a close friend, Mr. Trump expressed confidence that India and the United States would reach a trade agreement. The remarks come as Washington and New Delhi continue negotiations aimed at resolving the trade deal standoff. Trump's comments struck a notably warm tone amid otherwise strained trade relations between the two countries. Asked directly about a potential trade agreement, the US president said they are going to have a good deal. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh has said that India is at a decisive inflection point in its nuclear energy program, with reforms aimed at strengthening energy security while maintaining the highest safety standards. Interacting with journalists at a media roundtable in New Delhi, the minister said the government is in the process of framing detailed rules under the recently enacted nuclear legislation. The International Cricket Council, ICC, has rejected the request from the Bangladesh Cricket Board, BCB, to shift its team's T20 World Cup fixtures to Sri Lanka, saying the matches will proceed as scheduled. The ICC said there is no credible threat to the safety of Bangladesh players, officials or fans at any of the tournament venues in India. The decision was taken at an ICC board meeting held via video conference, which was convened to discuss the situation after the BCB raised concerns and sought a change in venues. In men's cricket, India defeated New Zealand by 48 runs in the first T20 of the five-match series at Vidarbh Cricket Association Stadium in Nagpur last night. With this win, the men in blue took a 1-0 lead in the five-match T20I series against the Black Caps. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Nina Arakul.
Thank you, Sarabjit. Almost all newspapers today open with excerpts from the US President's hard-hitting Davos speech. Trump rules out using force for immediate talks on Greenland is the lead in the Asian age. Quoting a top army officer, the Statesman headline reads, Pakistan carried out 15 lakh cyber attacks and nearly 30 million attacks on NSE during Operation Sindoor. The Tribune on the front page carries a picture of IAF personnel removing a microlight plane after it force landed in a pond following a technical snag during a training exercise in Prayagraj. As per data released by the Delhi police, the Hindu state's police data show crime rate fell across categories in 2025. Adding to the country's defense prowess, the Indian Express notes first made in India C-295 aircraft to roll out before September. On the financial front, with volatility reigning in and rupee slipping to all-time low, FPI's short positions signal selling spree to get longer, informs the Financial Express. On the occasion of 150th anniversary of the national song, full version of Vande Mataram to feature in Ministry's Republic Day tableau, notes the Hindustan Times. To boost the comfort level of passengers travelling long distance on trains, no more hotel hunts as Pod Hotel arrives at Anand Vihar Namo Bharat station, mentions the Pioneer. The Indian Express on editorial page talks about how water management initiatives in most parts of the world, including India, have traditionally focused on providing a steady supply to household farmers and industry. And finally, to rein in habitual errant drivers, five traffic offences in a year could bar you from driving, writes the Times of India. And with that, it's back to you, Sarabjit.
In some more news, traffic restrictions will be in place in parts of New Delhi due to rehearsals for the beating retreat ceremony at Vijay Chowk today. According to a traffic advisory, Vijay Chowk will remain closed for general traffic from 4 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Vehicular movement will also be restricted on Raisena Road from the roundabout near Krishi Bhavan towards Vijay Chowk. Traffic will not be allowed beyond the roundabouts at Dara Shikoh Road, Krishna Menon Marg and Suneri Masjid in the direction of Vijay Chowk during the rehearsal hours. The stretch between Vijay Chowk and Rafi Marg going towards Kartavya Path crossing will also remain closed during the specified hours. And now before we close the bulletin, the headlines once again. Election Commission issues directions to implement Supreme Court's order on special intensive revision of electoral rolls in West Bengal. US President Donald Trump says he will not use force to acquire Greenland, also announces cancellation of his planned tariff on US allies in Europe. European Parliament decides to suspend work on European Union's trade deal with United States after Trump's Greenland demands. International Cricket Council rejects Bangladesh Cricket Board's request. Bangladesh matches to be played in India as scheduled. And in men's cricket, India beat New Zealand by 48 runs in first T20 of five-match series in Nagpur. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.